Next patient is Donald Warren. The last name is W-A-R-R-E-N. 81-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of CKD stage 3A that is most likely associated to the aging process, hypertension, period. The post-void ultrasound showed that the patient had a residual volume of 50 cc's. The patient doesn't have any prostatism that he complains about. The latest laboratory workup that was done on December the 28th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 22, and the estimated EFR is 51 mLs per minute. The macroscopic examination of the urine doesn't show any activity in the urinary sediment. The protein creatinine ratio is 213, which is pretty close to normal. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today 149 over 76. Period, I have to point out that the patient had a stress test on December the 19th of 2023. Excuse me, the patient has an echocardiogram on December the 19th of 2023. In the summary, they mentioned a medium-sized, moderate intensity reversible perfusion defect is noted. In the basal and the mid-apical and anterolateral regions suggestive of multivessel ischemia, the ejection fraction was 51. This was not an echocardiogram. This is a myocardial perfusion imaging, Lexi scan. The patient is under investigation. In the transthoracic echocardiogram, the left ventricle was normal. The estimated ejection fraction was between 35% and 40%. Number two, the aortic valve, moderate regurgitation. The mitral valve, moderate regurgitation. The pulmonary arteries, mild pulmonary hypertension, 42 millimeters of mercury, and the tricuspid valve, moderate regurgitation. The patient is under the care of Dr. Bhandare, B-H-A-N-D-A-R-E, and he has an appointment to give follow-up to these studies. Following number BPH, as I said, asymptomatic. Following number history of gout that has been treated with the administration of allopurinol. uric acid determination was 4.4 milligrams per deciliter. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with famotidine. Re-evaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.